They will make our wish known to those whom they find favorably disposed, in order first to arouse goodwill, and then to channel it into the most suitable work. 53. Our immediate predecessor exhorted the bishops, with the same affectionate interest that shares work with others in fraternal harmony, and excludes all selfish considerations, to provide for the spiritual assistance of young Catholics who come to their dioceses from mission countries to study, and to acquire the necessary experience for assuming leadership in their own nations. 83. All of you, venerable brethren, are aware of the intellectual and moral dangers to which they will be exposed in a society which is not only different from their own but also, alas, may be unfavorable ground for the growth of their faith, and not capable of attracting them to the practice of Christian virtue. Each one of you, moved by the missionary spirit which is a conscientious duty of all pastors, will meet this situation with the greatest charity and zeal, using the most suitable means. It will not be difficult for you to find these students, and entrust them to the care of priests and laymen who are equipped for this task. It should not be difficult to assuage their spiritual needs, and, last but not least, to have them experience the sweet consolations of Christian charity in which we are all brothers, ministering to one another's welfare. Therefore, to the many kinds of help which you are now giving the missions, add this particular one, which brings close to your hearts those regions of the world which, although far away, are entrusted to your care. 54. To these students we would like, not only to reveal the affection we feel for them, but also to exhort them, urgently and lovingly, to carry their heads high and proud, marked with the sign of Jesus' blood, and with the sacred chrism. We would like to exhort them during their stay abroad never to bypass an opportunity, not only to acquire the right professional training, but also to achieve perfection in their religious education. Although they will be exposed to dangers and evils, they will nevertheless have the wonderful opportunity to share in many spiritual advantages while living in Catholic countries, if all the faithful remember that, whoever and wherever they are, they must be a good example to others, and bring mutual edification to one another. 55. After conversing with you, venerable brethren, on the most important and typical needs of the Church in mission countries, we cannot fail to express our heartfelt gratitude to all those who are toiling for the propagation of the faith in the farthest reaches of the earth, without sparing any efforts. For the missionaries from both the religious and the regular clergy, for the holy virgins who are fruitfully and actively helping the missions, and for the lay missionaries, precious allies of the clergy, who have been diligent in helping to advance the cause of religion, for all of them, we offer our daily and special prayers, and every kind of help that lies within our power. The success of their work, which is apparent in the spiritual vigor of newly established Christian communities, is an indication of God's favor and a proof of the solicitude and wisdom with which the Sacred Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith and the Congregation of the Oriental Church are carrying out their work. 56. We exhort all the bishops, the clergy, and the faithful of the dioceses of the whole world, who are contributing to relieve the spiritual and material necessities of the missions by their prayers and offerings, to increase voluntarily their badly needed contributions. Despite the scarcity of priests which besets even the pastors of the oldest dioceses, there should be no hesitation in encouraging missionary vocations, and in releasing the very best and most useful laymen, that they may be placed at the disposal of the new dioceses. Heavenly consolations will soon be derived from this sacrifice, made for the furtherance of God's cause. 57. Indeed, just as such needs constantly increase, so in equal measure increases the generous effort in which the faithful of the whole world are engaging to cooperate with missionary organizations which, under the guidance of the Sacred Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith, are channeling contributions received from every source toward the most suitable and urgent destinations. Willing help and material contributions readily and copiously offered by their brethren will encourage the members of newly established Christian communities, to live in the service of their religion, and will bring them the warmth of supernatural affection, which is nourished in the human heart by grace. 58. Many dioceses and Christian communities in mission territories are being harassed by difficulties and sometimes even by active persecution. We therefore exhort everyone to persevere courageously in the battle, which he is fighting for God's cause. The pastors who are giving their children and God the example of a faith which does not falter even in mortal danger, and the faithful who are being so grievously tried by adversity, and are therefore so dear to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who promised beatitude and abundant rewards to those who suffer persecution for justice's sake. 84. God, in His inscrutable, but always merciful designs, will sustain them with heavenly favors, consolations, and joy. The whole Church is united with the persecuted in a communion of prayer and sorrow, with the certainty that final victory will be hers. 59. From the bottom of our heart, we call down upon the missions the worthy protection of their patrons and martyrs, and, first and foremost, the intercession of Mary, Mother, and Queen of the Missions. With the greatest affection we impart to each one of you, venerable brethren, and to all those who in any way contribute to the propagation of God's kingdom, our apostolic blessing. May it be a token and a pledge of the supernatural favors of the Eternal Father, who appeared to the world through His Son, the Savior of mankind, and may it kindle and multiply missionary zeal in the hearts of all. 60. Given at Rome, at St. Peter's, on November 28, 1959, the second year of our pontificate.